It's not that I don't respect the brother in Baltimore or Washington or even some parts of Northern Virginia, because I do. It's just that this is different. The brother who had to wake up before dawn, get into a car that may or may not need a new muffler, a new set of spark plugs, some attention to the motor, but who decided nonetheless that yes, he had to heed the call to go to Washington, D.C. That's the brother I want to talk about. Not at all, please understand, that I don't have a high regard for the brother who got on a bus. Getting on buses has always been a central revolutionary act of Black America, just as Plessy or Parks. No. Getting on a bus is an act of responsibility, an act of bravery, an act of commitment to change. But the brother who rose from his warm bed, who made his own coffee because his wife pretended to be asleep because she was scared that he might not come back alive, and she didn't want to let him see the fear in her eyes because she knew he needed to go, even if he wouldn't come back alive. That's the brother I want to talk about here. I want to talk about the young brother, who just doesn't seem to understand why everything he does, no matter how hard he tries, never seems to come out right. How if he goes bowling and gets 9 pins, the 10th pin would just stand there mocking the ball headed for the gutter. How if he bumped into somebody on the street and said a simple, "I'm sorry," someone else would jump in his face. But if he didn't say anything, then someone said he was uncouth, and how sometimes people would even deliberately run into him. So he joined with other people like him. And instead of calling it a benevolent society or a brotherhood or something wonderful and romantic like Elks and Masons and Lions or Rotarians, they call it a gang, indicating it was a nest of vipers, and terms like that indicating things we find dirty and unacceptable. How when 4 or 5 white boys rape a mentally handicapped girl, they are just exercising bad judgment. But when 4 or 5 Black boys rape a jogger, they are all animals. And this is not for any brother who rapes any female. And it's not for anyone who hurts women or other vulnerable life forms. But just a word or two about the Black boys, who don't seem to understand why everything they ever try to do just never seems to turn out right. And I think, of course, yes. Why wouldn't they cry themselves to sleep when all they want and want to be they already know is denied them? Why wouldn't they be afraid of the dark? Why wouldn't their hearts be broken when the people they love, mothers, fathers, aunts, uncles, girlfriends, good buddies, teachers, preachers, all turn out to be untrue? And please don't tell me that basketball and baseball and football aren't the way to go, that they should get their education, when their education will only tell them to get a talent, because the people who get up, if not out of these cesspools we call the inner city, have something more than a high school degree behind them, and you have to be some kind of a real fool not to see that they see who makes the money and who doesn't. But this is for the brother who does indeed believe there can be, should be, must be a change. It's not that I am in any way unhappy about the brother who has a fine home, a car that is always serviced on time, a job with health benefits, a pretty wife, happy, smart children, a dog that obeys. I'm proud and happy for him and his because I know a people cannot do better unless individuals do better. But this is about the brother who stands on the street corner singing 5-part a cappella harmony, and the brother who does break dancing under the street lights, and the brothers who created rap because they took the music classes away, so the brothers scratched, then they invented CDs, so the brothers rapped, then they said rap is the enemy of women, as if Bob Dole, Rush Limbaugh, and self-satisfied Republicans with bumper sticker mentalities don't exist. So this is for the brother who was simply trying to find a tone to soothe his soul, while everybody wants to make him the reason America is way off track. And this is about the brother who, knowing he is a better person than even he thinks he is, got in his car in Detroit or Cincinnati or St. Louis and headed for Washington, not knowing if he would be the only brother to show up for the Day of Atonement, but knowing if he was the only brother, then on this day, at this time, he would be the brother to stand and say to himself, his brothers, and the folks whom he loves and who love him, "I am sorry that things are not different." And that is a mighty powerful thing to say, because people want to make you make miracles, when all any of us can actually say is, "I wish it would be different." And this is for the brother who was willing to be the only brother, so that if there would be laughter as he stood alone on the mall, he still said, "I will stand today because it doesn't matter if I'm alone. I need to stand and testify." And yeah, this is a love poem for that brother who decided for this one point in time, I will be my better self. And we are all so very proud of you.